This episode of A Week Late is brought to you by FenEntertainment.com, offering the very best and free independent music from the great sunny state of Florida and beyond. Download underground hip-hop, rock, industrial, drum and bass, dubstep, ska, drumstep, jungle, and much, much more. From single tracks to full sets, albums, and remixes, all for free. Plus the latest videos that get you up to speed on all the current tech, art, music, video games, TV, movies, pop culture, and even anime. No ads, no pop-ups, no flashy distraction banners, and it's absolutely free. Never charge for anything. For all this and more information, go to www.fenentertainment.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of A Week Late Podcast Retro. My name is Darren, a.k.a. Analysis489 on Twitter and the Xbox Live for anybody who's playing Assassin's Creed 3 right now, which is amazing. I'm not going to talk about it too much. Yeah, it's been a while. As a matter of fact, this is my second take. I'll be full disclosure. Normally, I would be too lazy to go back and re-record something, but I've been just busy with what is the equivalent of two jobs. And with this time of year, the holidays are all scrunched together, and it's really hard to get time aside to record these shows. So for my regular listeners, the few, the loyal, welcome back. For the new listeners, this is a podcast where I review movies that are no longer in theaters through some way, shape, or form, be it a Redbox, be it Netflix, be it Hulu, documentary, something that's not in theaters anymore, hence the term retro. And you can look it up. It doesn't really pertain to any one era. True story. So, our normal podcasts are done for movies that are still in theaters, but we're either too lazy or broke to go watch said movies, and we eventually get to them probably a week late, probably later than that, hence the name of the show. In the middle of the week, I don't really have time to go to the movies, so I review, like I said, something. I meant to watch a specific M. Night Shyamalan movie this evening and rate that, but I can't find it on Netflix. So I was scrolling through, and as you know, for most media these days, you have thumbnails, if not cover art, of you know, the show's name may or may, or the movie's name may or may not be on the cover, but I'm scrolling through and I see a curious-looking version of Christian Slater, who I'm a huge, huge fan of. I'm wondering how I missed this movie. Then if that wasn't enough, name of the movie, by the way, that I'm going to watch this evening is He Was a Quiet Man. Never heard of this before. But like I said, I'm a huge Christian Slater fan. Sure, I've missed other stuff that he's done, but, you know, he's one of those actors that you see peppered in every once in a while in something really good. So if that weren't enough to get me to watch the movie, a young, gorgeous woman by the name of Elisha Cuthbert is also in this movie. She was in things such as 24 and The Girl Next Door. If you haven't seen that show or that movie, go check those out. They're pretty good. She's easy on the eyes, great to look at, and she's not a bad actress. She does a good job. So if that wasn't enough, the third plus is William H. Macy. I'm a huge fan of him. If you guys know who he is, he did a movie called The Cooler. Go check that out. If you're a gambling fan or if you're a fan of casinos and blackjack and 21 and blackjack's the same thing, poker, go check it out. It's a really crazy movie about an era in Vegas where they were hiring people with bad luck to sort of spoil people's streaks if they were winning a lot, which is what a streak is when you win a lot. I don't know why I just said that twice. So he was in that. He was in a movie called Welcome to Collinwood, which was hilarious, sort of a movie that was under the radar on a lot of people, haven't seen it. George Clooney's also in that movie along with a lot of really great other actors. So this movie caught my attention. Apparently I forgot that I added it to my queue, which is pretty much why it's there. It's pretty great for the new listeners. And to remind the old listeners, I say it all the time, we're not sponsored by Netflix. I'm just letting you know how I go about watching my movies. How you do that is up to you. I don't care. So for the new listeners, you can go check out He Was a Quiet Man on Netflix. It has the closest you can get to a 4-star rating from 1 to 5 stars. Is the Netflix rating, and I'll give that. And then my particular rating is more of a 0 to 5 because I think movies can be that terrible that they can get a 0 stars. This one, like I said, has 4 stars. It was released in 2007. This is not rated. I don't know if that's it's because it's on Netflix or if it's like an unrated version of the movie. Or if that's what the original version of the movie is unrated, I'm not sure. I don't do a lot of research. I don't do a lot of editing. This is probably the first time I've ever even restarted a recording, and you'll never hear the first take of these. I should have kept those for bloopers. I should have, but I deleted them. They were terrible. So the movie runs 1 hour and 35 minutes, and is described thusly. An outsider who starts carrying a gun to work in case he gets the courage to fire it at his coworkers uses it to become an accidental office hero. I'm pretty sure this is going to be a dark comedy dramedy. I'm not sure, actually. It doesn't say what genre it's in. But I'm pretty sure, and if not, you know, if I'm wrong, who cares? Then I'll let you know in the second portion. So what you're about to hear is a sort of intermission music, and then I'll come back for the second portion. I'll do a spoiler countdown, so that way it gives you an opportunity to go watch the movie during the quote-unquote break, and then come back and listen to me talk about it and rate it. But I will also give you a second chance, a sort of a spoiler countdown, to where I will be absolved of any and all, disclaimers, spoiler disclaimers, spoil claimers, something like that. Anyway, there was that. So go check out He Was a Quiet Man, starring Christian Slater, Elisha Cuthbert, William H. Macy. I'll be sure to take notes this time around to let you know what other actors maybe cameo or come up, pop up, some different things that come into my mind. Go check it out, and then come back and listen to the second portion of a week late podcast retro for He Was a Quiet Man. Enjoy the show. Cheers. Wow. Okay. This is the second portion of the Week Late Podcast Retro. if you're the part of the group that listened, that listened and watched this movie with me, there's a lot to be said. I have to go real quick into the rating for it. First of all, to the first-time listeners, I used to reintroduce myself during the second portion, but I find it redundant, and you're smart enough to know what's going on by now. First of all, before I even get into spoilers, this movie blew my mind. How I haven't heard of it before, like I said in the first portion, I more so think that now. How has no one said anything to me about this movie? If I didn't state it before, which I think I may have, written and directed by Frank A. Capello. If I cared enough, I would have done more research about Frank Capello and what other movies he has done or not. I want to now do so because of this movie. Four stars is a strong rating for Netflix. At a certain point in this movie, it was a perfect five. But for a specific reason, which I don't know if I want to divulge, it's not going to get that. But on Netflix, I have to rate it a solid number. They don't do halves. So I'm going to give this movie on Netflix a five, because right now it has a four, and I need to bring that up at least a half star. This movie was brilliant. I was dead on in saying that it's a dark comedy, but a little bit beyond that. There are actually explosions in this movie, which is really out of place. I don't want to... There's a specific spoiler. Now, for the people that don't want to watch this movie and are just going to hear the spoiler anyway after the countdown, then that's fine. But for the listeners that want to actually... Yeah, I just don't want to spoil this for you. It's too good. But there are explosions. After the countdown, you'll know what I'm talking about. And the people that have watched it with me know exactly what I'm talking about. It has humor. It has... It's very dark. The description of the movie that I read in the first portion doesn't even begin to explain a tenth of the plot. William H. Macy is great in it. This is probably one of the best characters I've seen Christian Slater ever do. Elisha Cuthbert is great. He's phenomenal in this movie. I don't know how I've gone so long without hearing about this or seeing it somewhere. But One of the reasons that this movie didn't get a perfect score for me, or isn't going to get a perfect score for me, is because of, I don't know, I guess it's kind of biased. It's like a personal reason. But in order to talk about it, I have to just rate it and do the countdown and continue. I'm going to give this movie, the week late rating is going to be probably, not probably, for sure, a solid four and a half. And the reasons why it's not perfect happen after the countdown. So if you haven't seen it, pause it now if you're going to watch it, because the spoilers are about to happen. If you aren't going to watch it at all, then here we go. Here's the spoilers. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The disclaimer's over, so that's it. So, like I said in the first portion, I wanted to write down certain things that I thought I might forget about the movie afterwards. This film, and I'm going to call it that because it's exactly what it is, was so captivating. I got so into it that all I wrote down for the entire movie, and I shit you not, talking fish. That's it. That's all I wrote down. The rest of it, I can remember. But these are supposed to be short and sweet, so I'm going to try to keep it as such. But this movie has so much going on with it that I don't know how minimal I'm going to keep it. If you're one of the listeners that watch this with me, and during the first 10 minutes I thought it was going to be a super serious film, that I was way off, that I misjudged this as a dark comedy by the cover, it's exactly that. The monologue at the beginning had me thinking, I am way off. This is going to be a super serious movie. There's not going to be any comedy involved. It's just going to be one of those super heady, sort of, not anything like Good Will Hunting, but verbiage heavy, if you will. Lots of dialogue, lots of intelligent dialogue, within the first 5 minutes of the film. Within the first 10 minutes, I realized, okay, this movie's not taking itself seriously. I shouldn't, and I'm just going to have fun watching it. I wanted to write down the word trippy. It's very... the cinematics that happen, there's this cool time-lapse special effects thing that goes on that I haven't ever seen, actually. Maybe a style of it or a differentiation of it, but not quite this. I will say this, the first time I saw Alicia Cuthbert didn't look like her. I was waiting for her to be involved in the movie, and she had been introduced as a character. Didn't recognize her. Not sure why, up until like the hospital scene, which, like I said, this movie is very, it reminds me a little bit of 50-50 in the sense that, for those of you who haven't seen 50-50, go see it. I love Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He plays a cancer patient in that movie, a cancer survivor in that movie. Spoiler alert, wow. I just completely ruined that movie for people when I haven't seen it. I also did an episode on that. Go check it out. Of course, I just ruined it, so maybe don't go check it out. There's this sort of... It reminded me a lot about Fight Club meets... I don't know. Just... it's great. The movie's great. William H. Macy played a specific character that was memorable, believable. I don't know if this movie's like hitting me the right way or the wrong way because of, I didn't want to talk about it too much, but the day that I had at work today, and I have a pretty great job, it's super easy, and for all those people out there that don't have a great job, and I don't know, I probably sound like a douchebag and an asshole, but still, a bad day is a bad day. And if you've ever had a bad day at work, this guy is the epitome of that in this movie. It reminded me a little bit of Falling Down, mixed with Office Space, mixed with, I don't know, it was just, it was great. But the most bizarre thing is that I saw Talking Fish and I knew that this movie was going to be not run-of-the-mill. I love movies like this. If you don't like, I don't know. I don't understand why anybody wouldn't like this movie, but that's only because I surround myself with the people that would. So, I don't know. Maybe this isn't your type, your style, but I would highly recommend it. It blew my mind. Another movie it reminds me of is Memento a little bit, if you like that sort of mind-bendiness going on. I think that all the actors in this movie portrayed their characters so well that, I don't know, they just put... It was this perfect blend of talent and cinematography and special effects. I like Frank Capello's visuals in this movie, his directing style, the comedy through the lens, if you will. There were times where Christian Slater was being hilarious. I was laughing out loud, but it was not a funny scene. There was no dialogue going on. There was this particular scene where he got invited to the top floor of his company after the whole incident happened, to where he quote-unquote saved the building after the employee shooting, and he had never been there before, and his nose was pressed up against the sort of frosted glass that goes into this huge, grandiose head office of this just president of the company, and it's not supposed to be a funny scene, but I think the director delivers so many visual cues. For example, look for stuff like whenever you see the company logo of Christian Slater's characters, his name is Bob in the movie, Bob's sort of, every time he sees the logo in the movie, it has this sort of gleam, a glimmer to it. And I think that there's this whole corporate aspect, this rage against the machine from the director, and also this whole sort of male chauvinistic standpoint. You'll see a lot of phalluses. I don't know if I can say that. I don't know if I want to be completely okay with noticing that in a film, but I think I noticed it on purpose because the director wanted us to. For somebody that's not looking for something like that, it'll completely fly over your head. But one of the examples is where towards the end, Bob confronts his boss about sleeping with his now girlfriend, whose life he saved during the employee shooting. She openly admitted to sleeping her way to the top, and the tragedy changed her life, therefore allowing her to be with Bob as a quadriplegic. Confronting his boss about that, there is a model of a plane, which also I want to talk about. Planes, helicopters, constantly flying around in the background for the first maybe 15, 20, 30 minutes of the movie. There's a huge emphasis on flight, particularly airplanes. I saw one fake helicopter in the background during one of the scenes. I don't know if anybody else can catch that or verify. But a ton of references to flying, like on planes. And there was a statue or a model of a plane sitting on William H. Macy's character, Bob's boss in the movie, that was flying sort of away from him and angled, and they were talking about Bob's current girlfriend, which was his boss's mistress, apparently, and the plane on the desk looked like William H. Macy's cock pointed towards Bob, erect, speaking of his now girlfriend and his ex-mistress. So I don't know if that was done on purpose, but I thought it was brilliant, and I took it for what it was worth. And I guess with that, I think I'm pretty much done. Go check it out. I think it was a great movie. The visuals, like I said, they did this whole time-lapse thing where Bob was moving in regular motion and the traffic was moving in super high speed. There was a scene where one of the things I didn't like, and maybe why it didn't get a full perfect score for me, is that there was this black box with a red button that Bob was carrying with him the whole time. It was sort of his pretend link to go on lunch every day from a specific spot on the freeway or off the freeway. And he would pretend push this button and it would fake blow up the building that he was working in. That only made sense towards the end of the movie. And I think it pretty well tied some things together, but I think they put too much emphasis on the importance of it that it actually did something in real life when it was just a black box with a red button that did nothing. But I really do appreciate the way that it got tied together at the end, and I loved it. I think that's pretty much it. Like I said, these retro episodes and the midweek bonus episodes are designed to hold you over, hold me over, really, to the next full-length episode, which come out 99.99% of the time on Sundays. For our new listeners, and to remind our few but loyal returning listeners, download them for free on iTunes. Just do a search for A Week Late on iTunes, and it will pop up. We are under Comedy Podcasts. So far, we have a 5-star rating, but it's only amongst like 9 or 10 people, so that really helps if you guys can go and comment and rate. Catch us, and by us I mean me, but soon to be a team. I have some updates coming up soon, which is why I've been super busy, which I explained in the first portion. Facebook.com/AWeekLatePodcast. On Twitter at A Week Late. Also, my personal Twitter is at Analysis49, as I stated in the intro. My Xbox Live is also thus, if I can say that. If you're playing Assassin's Creed 3, if you're playing Mass Effect, no spoilers. If you're playing any of these and others, hit me up on Xbox Live. I had somebody friend me the other day, and the only reason I haven't friended him or her back is because they didn't leave me a message to let me know how they're trying to friend me. If you're a podcast listener and you want to hit me up on Xbox, I'm fine with that. I know I'm putting my shit out there, and I'm okay with it as long as you let me know that you listen to the show. I will add you. Can't promise I'll play any games with you. I barely have time to do shows as it is, but every once in a while you catch me online, I might be able to chat. I don't always have the headset on, but I do own one, so leave me a voice text. I might be able to respond back. That's another way you can contact me. My personal Facebook is also Analysis49, the word analysis. If you don't know how to spell it, you probably shouldn't be listening to this. The number is 489. And also, if you need to send me an email, fans.aweeklate@gmail.com. That will also work. I really hope I'm not getting sick. Thanks for listening. Hit me up. And I think that's a wrap. What else am I missing? Oh, the music blog, FenEntertainment.com, at FenPromos on Twitter, Facebook.com/FenEntertainment. That's FenEntertainment.com. Again, if you don't know, did I just say Facebook.com/FenEntertainment.com? That will not work. Don't do that. It's just Facebook.com/FenEntertainment. It's F as in Frank, E as in Echo, N as in November. Again, if you don't know how to spell entertainment, you probably shouldn't be listening to this show. Although, you know, if that's funny to you, then keep listening. If not, in the famous words of Bill Burr, go fuck yourself. So, that being said, new listeners, hope you're cool with F-bombs. I rarely curse, but actually, that's not true. I curse all the time. On these solo episodes, it's pretty clean, but I do have an explicit tag on iTunes, so not safe for work, unless you're on headphones. That's it for this episode of A Week Late Podcast Retro, for He Was a Quiet Man, starring Christian Slater, Elijah Cuthbert, and William H. Macy. Give me some feedback at all those places I mentioned before. Send me an email. Lots of new stuff coming up soon. Hopefully I'll be able to catch up on... Oh, did I mention also this He Was a Quiet Man was a little bit loopery. Looper was a great movie. I did a podcast on that with my brother. Go check that episode out as well. I'm done talking about the movie. Thank you very much for listening, all the new listeners. I think that's it. I didn't explain much about the Fen Entertainment stuff for the new people. The new listeners, follow all that music blog stuff if you like dubstep, drumstep, dub and bass. Dub and bass? Is that a thing? Drum and bass. I just made a new fucking genre. That's awesome. that's pretty great. Yeah, go. I mean, I have DJs and free mixes, free music. You never pay a thing. This podcast is free. There will be a donate button coming soon on the new websites I have launching, hopefully January 1st. I don't think I was really supposed to say that. Who cares? I have like 4 listeners. Thank you, and I will see you a week ago.
This episode of Week Late is brought to you by FenEntertainment.com, offering the very best in free independent music from the great sunny state of Florida and beyond. Download underground hip-hop, rock, industrial, drum and bass, dubstep, ska, drum set, jungle, and much, much more. From single tracks to full sets, albums, and remixes, all for free. Plus the latest videos that get you up to speed on all the current tech, art, music, video games, TV, movies, pop culture, and even anime. No ads, no pop-ups, no flashy distraction banners, and it's absolutely free. Never a charge for anything. For all of this and for more information, go to www.fenentertainment.com.